David Williamson is arguably Australia's best known and most loved playwright. He's been examining the Australian way of life in his plays for decades. His latest play, Managing Carmen, opens in Perth tonight, and I'm delighted to say David Williamson is my guest in the studio this afternoon. It's lovely to meet you.
Good to be here, Russell.
Thanks so much for coming in. Firstly, let me say, I've only heard great things about the play. I have to confess that I haven't seen it, but everyone that I have spoken to that has says it's fantastic.
Well, look, it is a lovely production with a great cast, and that makes and a great director and a terrific set. So a playwright is ahead of the game if you get all of those things falling into place. Yeah.
Have you ever had any plays that you thought you wrote beautifully that were let down in those other areas and didn't perhaps receive the success they should have?
Yes, some. I don't tend to be a whinging playwright, but occasionally there's a production you think, oh my God, it only needs one or two bad castings and the play is dead. But that fortunately hasn't happened very often. I've had very good directors, I've had great actors, so I haven't felt like shooting myself after a performance very often.
Forgive me for not knowing the process better, but do you sit in on casting and have any input, or do you have to hand that over?
Yeah, I have the right of approval of major casting, so I'm always consulted. I generally trust my directors because they're the ones that have to actually work with the actors. So unless I really don't think an actor's right, I won't protest. But I'm generally very happy with the casting in the plays, yeah.
Why don't you name a couple of the actors? Seeing as you're waxing lyrically about them, give them the credit they deserve. You don't want to pick favourites.
No, I'm
sure.
Not going to pick favourites. They're all terrific.
I should have wrapped that question up differently.
No.
Are there people there that we will recognise?
Yes, yeah. Anna McGann has been in just about every significant television thing that you've seen in the last year, and so is John Batchelor. He was a dreadful thug in Underbelly Razor, and he was also the crusading good lawyer in Devil's Dust the other night. So yeah. Yes, you'll recognise quite a few of the cast.
ABC listeners will have watched, I think, Devil's Dust, and particularly the second episode, I think, was when he was the lawyer, and you would have seen his face and thought, oh, I know who that is. Well, this is the actor that we're talking about who is in the play.
He's not a good guy crusading lawyer in my play.
No.
He's a very venal sports manager who's trying to screw the last dollar out of his champion AFL star, because the money is really, well, it's on the field. They get paid a lot, but they get paid a lot more if they can endorse many products, and that's what the game's about.
It's a fantastic canvas for you to work with, isn't it? I mean, you have visited the football field before, but this is a really good one. And there have been recent examples of football managers who have gone a little bit crazy. So were you able to draw from those real-life experiences, do you think, in developing this character?
Absolutely, Russell. That's what triggered the play. I saw these managers behaving badly. All they seem to want is to maximise the dollars they can get out of their champions before they're too old and they have to retire. So it's a matter of cramming in as many endorsements as you can while the player lasts. But in this case, he's got a problem because his star player, who's won two Brownlows at the age of 24, is a shocking actor. And we see evidence of that on the screen. And so he brings in a consultant, a young woman, who's expert at making businessmen look human. But she finds out that his woodenness and stiffness in front of camera is due to psychological problems that she probably shouldn't have uncovered.
It's 24 past five. You're listening to Drive on 720. David Williamson is my guest this afternoon. Managing Carmen opens tonight, and he is my guest on Drive. It's a story about a star footballer who's keeping a secret. That part of it, were you inspired anywhere in creating that element to this play?
I thought to myself, well, what would really throw your average sports manager if they found out about one of their stars? And the irony in AFL is that just about every footballer in an end-of-year show on television shows has no hesitation about putting on a dress and cavorting around the stage in musical numbers. But if they found out there was a genuine cross-dresser who was caught out in nightclubs as a woman, that would really rock the macho image of his superstar.
If it had been set in the British Parliament, of course, it wouldn't have caused a hiccup. But the fact that it's in a football setting is the clever part of this. You know, were you happy when you came up with that idea of marrying those two ideas?
Yes, because there have been a couple of well known inside cases of flamboyant cross dressers. They've never hit the public eye, but the interesting thing is that when I started to research, about 80% of cross-dressers aren't gay. They are just display freaks. They just like to... The big kick is to go out in public and have nobody realise that they're a guy. And it's like an adrenaline buzz.
How much research do you do for this?
Well, I didn't dress up.
Sure? You get away with it. You're so tall and lean.
Yeah, yeah. But when our young footballer, when our star went in and started to suss out the dresses he was going to have to wear in the show, the boutiques were quite normal about us. He came in and said, "Yes, sir, I think this one will suit you. I think this one..." and so obviously there's a lot of them come in.
Yes, it's fantastic. What about... I mean, this is a comedy, and as I said, I'm told it's really enjoyable to watch, but what's the process of writing a comedy like this like? Does it flow easily or is it excruciating?
Look, I generally find that when I'm enjoying writing something and when I'm self-indulgent enough to actually laugh as I'm writing it, it's probably going to work. And then I try it out my wife first. If she gives a thumbs up, it's probably going to work. And then my two actor sons, they fell about laughing, so I thought, oh, this one's going to be fine. But at the base of every comedy, there is some serious concern. And I think... While I'm not preaching or anything in this play, there is a plea for tolerance underlying the laughter I'm in. It's a comedy. Sometimes it tips into farce, but is a genuine plea, like, let's not hate people because they're a bit different.
You've been documenting Australian society for so long now. Do you think... we're more or less tolerant today than we were?
I think more, yeah. I think things have changed in the last 40 years, but a league star with two Brownlows having nights out at nightclubs as a woman is probably not quite where we're up to yet.
I would hate to think how the media would cope with a story like that. Like if I think about the way the media has dealt with some other stories where sports people have crossed over the line, not dressing. But if people got hold of that, I mean, it would be very difficult, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah. Well, look, the media is, as I say, an omnivorous beast who, I mean, they love to delve, they love to uncover, and sometimes they use very dubious methods to do it, as we've seen in the UK.
Yes. Have you ever been subjected to anything like that?
No. Well, I haven't been caught doing anything like that. No.
Everyone loves David Williamson. I think you
know. No, look, I my life has been fairly okay. The worst bit of exposure I had was when my dear wife Kristen, who I love dearly, wrote a biography of me, and she comes from a journalistic background. In fact, an investigative journalistic background, and I should have known better. She was going to tell the truth one way or another, and she wouldn't let me change a word. Only if it was inaccurate, but not what she wanted to say. So that gave me a bit of a jolt.
David, it's so nice to meet you. Thanks for being here in the studio. Thanks for coming to Perth. Let me tell people that Managing Carmen opens tonight at the State Theatre Centre. It runs until the 2nd of December, and you can get tickets through the Black Swan Theatre Company. And also, you're giving a lecture tomorrow, but don't get excited about it because I'm afraid it's booked out, which is very good news, at Notre Dame. And it is, though, being recorded for Radio National, for its Big Ideas program, so it will be replayed for those that can't be there tomorrow but would dearly love to. Thank you for coming in. Lovely to meet you.
It's a pleasure, Russell. Thanks a lot.